Welcome, ladies.
Don't try to move too quickly. It must be disorienting. Going to sleep, some of you in a bed beside a husband or a lover, some of you dozing off on the job or after class, napping on the plane, only to wake up here, in my lair, my labyrinth, my lovely dungeon. I am Lady Dimitrescu, but you may call me Mistress. You're here in my vault, the very center of my dungeon. Impressive, is it not? A perfect circle. So no matter how far you run, you always come back around to me. The stone of its wall was chiseled from the same desert quarries that supplied the pyramids. If you listen closely, you can hear the blocks scream in anguish at being forever locked away from the sun. The wide, cool tiles beneath your feet come from the throne rooms of 100 different kingdoms, most fallen and forgotten to time. The roof is low. It forces me to crouch over you, but that just gives it a wonderfully claustrophobic feel. And the recessed candles do make the long blades that grow from my hands flash and flicker so prettily. There are no doors, no window, no way of knowing how deep underground we might be. This vault is where I collect my most precious treasures, where I come to gloat over my possessions. Oh, some of you look frightened. That's delicious, if a little premature. You should be excited. After all, this is what you wanted, what you all craved. My dungeon is a place of cravings. What do I mean? Oh, my darlings, think back. Think back to the end of another day of drudgery, to the ache of another unreached climax, another compromise, another concession. Think back to what you did in that sour, spit-flavored moment of defeat. You made a wish. A wish for a little excitement, a little adventure, a little magic, a little more. Well, here you are, my dears. What? You protest? And so vigorously. This isn't what you meant. Well, then you should have been more specific. Wishes are dangerous things. You never know who, or what, might be listening. Send you back? That wasn't part of your wish. You wanted to escape to this place, not from it. You. Yes, you there. Right there. I see you. Don't back away from me, girl. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I haven't given you, all of you, exactly what you said you wanted. You wish to be transported to a realm of enchantment and desire. A place to make your pulse race and your breath catch. A place, let's not be coy, to make your cunt drip. I said don't back away from you, ungrateful little bitch. Where do you think you can go? Do you know the story of Theseus and Pirithous? Two swaggering, drunken man-things who descended into Hades, intent on kidnapping the queen of the underworld? Well, they found a feast laid out for them, but when they sat upon the stone bench to gorge themselves, they discovered, to their horror, that they couldn't rise again. They were bonded to the stone, stuck. Trapped deep beneath the earth at the mercy of the very goddess they came to ravage. I've set a feast for you here, girl. All the thrilling, fulfilling, dangerous things you've wished for are waiting for you just beyond this room. Yet you scorn from my generosity. You back away, and step right onto a tile fashioned from the same stone as the bench that captured Theseus. Oh, poor darling, you can't move your feet. Oh, those pretty little feet. You're stuck, aren't you? Such a lovely word. Stuck. Oh, yes, struggle, squirm, whimper, that's delicious. No, the others won't help you. They'll gape and gawk and be thankful it's not them. Not this time. Can you feel their gaze upon you? Frightened, fascinated, maybe even a bit hungry. Let's give them more to see, shall we? Let me just use my blades to... Oh, there. Cut away your night clothes. Slice away those pretty little panties. My dear, don't try to hide yourself. You're lovely, lovely, struggling there, trying to escape, trying to lift your feet from the stone. The harder you try, the more the magic will clutch and grip and ooze around them. And should you fall, you'll be left even more helpless. Your fear is like perfume, your panic an aphrodisiac. Do you want my help now? Do you want me to free you? Would you ask that of me? Another favor heaped atop those I have already provided? Is that what you wish? Yes. Then what would you do to earn it? Touch yourself for me. For us. That hand you have covering your cunt, put it to use. Rub it against your slit. Now, show us all what you do when you're alone in the dark, when your head is stuffed with sin, filled with the voices of phantom lovers whispering cruel, wet words. That's it. Rub faster. Faster. Scrape yourself raw if you must. Imagine if your phantoms found you here, unable to move, unable to escape. What would they do to you? Would they kiss? Lick? Bite? What things would they push inside you? Would they be hot, cold, wet, worn? Oh, you moan. And look, your palm is turning slick with your own juices. Oh, switch hands. Oil your breasts, your nipples, smear yourself across your throat, your lips. Now with your other hand, finger fuck yourself. Stab deep. Deep, 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 two fingers, three fingers, knuckle deep with each thrust. Oh, you marvelously filthy fucking whore. All in your other hand, squeezing your breasts, pinching your nipples, crawling up your throat, over your chin, your fingers sliding into your mouth. Can you taste your own cunt? No. Open your eyes. Open them. Watch us watching you as you stand there, moaning, writhing, naked, stuck. There is so much freedom in being trapped, in being helpless, unable to do anything but obey. Oh, yes, push deep into your cunt, your throat, gag yourself on your own cunt, greased fingers. I can hear your heart pounding, pumping. Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself for us while we stare and smirk and drool and judge. Ah, oh, fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Shattering, disgusting, beautiful. Oh. I'll free you in a moment. Then I think I'll take you to my boudoir, where I can sup upon you while your blood is still hot and sweet and fierce. After that, maybe my daughters would like to play with you, but first, I've not forgotten the rest of you ladies. I'm going to open my vault and release you into my dungeon, and those of you who can evade her tricks and traps, avoid her damp distractions, unlock her deepest secret, will have your wish returned. And with that, you can go where you will, do whatever your heart desires. It won't be easy, but then nothing worthwhile ever is. My dungeon has many perils, many pitfalls. Things tall, dark, and hungry lurk in her shadows, but all of you are hungry too, else you'd not be here. So tread light, be quick, work alone or together as you see fit. There are no rules, only the blessings that I may or may not bestow. I am a fickle mistress. I like pretty lips and filthy tongues equally well. So let me open my vault. You see the stones grinding back, revealing. Oh, So many passageways radiating out. Dozens upon dozens of choices. Which passage will you pick? The one with the musky scent? The one with the cool breeze? The one with... Are those fireflies twinkling down there in the dark? And that one is someone singing. You all hesitate. You're such fascinating, frivolous creatures. It takes you the blink of an eye, the beat of a heart, to toss off a thing as complex as a wish, but you balk at the simple act of taking a step forward. Let me help. Yes, the floor is rising, grinding upward to grind you flat against the rough stone of the ceiling. No time to choose now. Scamper and scurry into the nearest passage. Good luck, my darling. Some of you I'll be seeing soon, and some of you, I'm afraid, will never be seen again. And you, my sticky-fingered girl, let us retire to my boudoir. I always enjoy a little bite before the hunt begins.